I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, you're about to get smarter in just a few minutes with Curiosity Daily from Discovery. Time flies when you're learning super cool stuff. I'm Nate.
And I'm Callie. If you're dropping in for the first time, welcome to Curiosity, where we aim to blow your mind by helping you to grow your mind. If you're a loyal listener, welcome back.
Today, you'll learn about a new technique that can print stem cells, how elephants solve puzzles, and if DeLulu is really the Sululu.
Without further ado, let's satisfy some curiosity. Every year, it's estimated that some 70 million people around the world suffer from some kind of traumatic brain injury. Injuries like this can be caused by a whole bunch of things, from accidents to strokes, and can even be caused by brain surgeries.
This is something we've talked a lot about on the show. The brain is sort of the final frontier of research. Like, it's so mysterious and incredibly complex. And I know that there's not much doctors can do about traumatic brain injuries, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's that combination of factors, the complex mysteries of the brain and the lack of treatment options, that has scientists busy at work in just about all aspects of brain research. And a new breakthrough in 3D printing could be a real game changer.
There was a story not so long ago about how scientists were able to 3D print a microscopic scaffolding that nerve cells could grow on. Is this new breakthrough kind of like that?
Okay, so not exactly. This time, they're actually printing brains.
I'm sorry. I feel like I must have misheard you. Did you say they are printing brains?
Basically, yeah. So researchers at the University of Oxford have figured out a way to use human stem cells to 3D print engineered brain tissue that resembles the cerebral cortex.
All right. Yep, that's, I mean, it's a lot to get my own non-3D printed brain around. What's going on here?
It could be pretty huge, honestly. So a major challenge with traumatic brain injuries is simply getting brain matter to regenerate. Generally, once it's gone, it's just gone. So that's why it's so difficult to find treatments. For years, scientists have done all kinds of work with stem cells and other regenerative tech to get these cells to regrow. But the thing is, most of those methods are just kind of sloppy.
Oh, sloppy is a scientific term, yes? Sloppy.
Okay, so that may be not the best word for it. Imprecise might be more accurate, but this method uses the patient's own neural stem cells.
So that way there's less of a chance for the body to reject them, right?
Exactly. And it also means that this treatment can be specifically tailored for each patient.
Okay, so how exactly does this work? Can I just like dial up some stem cells on my computer and hit print on my 3D printer?
Okay, not unless you have a brain cell printer you're not telling me about, which would be both creepy and awesome.
I'll put one on my wish list.
Sure. So the researchers used human-induced pluripotent stem cells, basically stem cells that can kind of just become anything, to create a two-layered brain tissue. When they implanted the stuff into mouse's brains, it successfully integrated with the natural tissue, and that's a big deal.
So could this be some kind of cure for traumatic brain injuries?
They're not quite that far along. Yet. But one really amazing thing about this tech is that we just don't know all that much about the cerebral cortex, which is what these printed cells resembled. The cerebral cortex is basically the outer layer of the brain, and when it's damaged, you get into all kinds of trouble, from issues with cognition to difficulty moving and even communicating. So not only does this give us just a glimpse into possible therapies, researchers are also excited because this tech will help them study this incredibly complicated, super important part of the brain.
Researchers gonna research.
Well, they say it opens up new research opportunities in drug evaluation, brain development studies, and studies of cognition.
All right. Well, it sounds to me like we are going to have a lot more to talk about when it comes to brain research in the next coming years.
Mostly, I just want to know where you're going to get a 3D brain printer.
Dr. Frankenstein. A new study in the journal Animal Behavior has found that elephants are, in fact, puzzle masters.
Oh my gosh, I love elephants. Okay, but we already knew that they were smart, right?
Oh yeah, totally. They are wicked smart. There's evidence that African elephants can figure out the gender, age, and even the ethnicity of a human just by the sound of their voice. They show empathy, they use tools, and everyone knows they have incredible memories. You could easily make the argument that elephants are among the most intelligent, socially intricate, and emotionally complex animals out there. And this new study only adds to that argument.
So they are good at solving puzzles? I mean, I'm guessing this isn't like Sudoku we're talking about, right? Ooh, or is it?
No, not quite, but it is still really cool. Researchers used motion-activated cameras to observe 77 wild Asian elephants at the Salakpur Wildlife Sanctuary in Thailand. And the elephants came across a series of colorful boxes. Each box was stuffed with something the elephants love, sweet-smelling jackfruit.
Okay, so could the elephants smell the jackfruit through the boxes?
Yep, absolutely. They knew what was in there. They just didn't know how to get it because the research team turned each box into a puzzle.
Oh, sneaky researchers.
Right. So one of the boxes would open if the elephants pulled on a chain. Another box would open if it were pushed. And a third box needed to be slid open.
Okay, push, pull, slide. Got it.
Yeah, so each box was its own little puzzle. And the only way to figure it out was to just play around with it. They observed 44 of the elephants approach the boxes and interact with them. But some of them were a little more clever than others. Of those 44, 11 were able to figure out how to get into at least one of the boxes.
So 11 elephants out of 44, so 1 in 4.
Exactly. And the thing is, this puzzle was pretty complicated, especially for an animal. So the fact that any of them could figure out how to open a box was impressive. But 8 of those 11 were actually able to open 2 of the boxes, and 5 of these massive smarty pants opened all 3 of the boxes.
See, I can't handle it. I really freaking love elephants.
As if we needed more reasons, I know. But the bigger thing here is that studies like this can shed light on how animals think and innovate, which could be vital information to have, especially as they are increasingly coming into contact with humans because of habitat degradation.
Right. Their environments are changing pretty dramatically.
Yeah. And as those natural habitats diminish, studies like this can help researchers solve their own puzzle. How to help these elephants survive in a changing world.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I have one question for you. Do you think the Lulu is the Salulu?
I'm sorry, you appear to have had a stroke. Can I call some medical professionals or something?
Okay, Nate, you got to get with the times. It's a TikTok trend that says that the way to success is through delusional thinking.
Okay, delusional thinking. All right, to me, that seems, as the kids are saying, Delulu. Now I'm going to extrapolate and guess that when you say Salulu, you mean the solution?
Yes, and I would agree with you, except that if you think about it, this trend is actually just a new spin on an old idea. It's the power of belief and manifestation.
That's the old idea that if you believe that something good will happen to you, then you can sort of like make it be true.
Right. So stick with me here. On TikTok and around social media, the Delulu idea started as a way of thinking about crushes. You would go Delulu by believing that somebody was into you, even though all signs pointed to, yeah, not so much. But from there, Delulu transformed into this kind of catch-all that people are applying to all different aspects of their lives.
Like what?
Well, basically, it's giving yourself permission to be wildly optimistic in all things, even in the darkest of times. And here's the thing. Researchers aren't so sure that it's wrong. Staying delusional, some say, means having confidence and maintaining self-belief, both of which can be crucial for success.
Okay, confidence is one thing, but delusional, like, doesn't that just mean that you aren't facing reality?
Sure, but research has shown over and over again that people who have more heightened belief in their ability to accomplish big tasks and achieve their goals tend to set higher goals in the first place. They also tend to stick with it, even when faced with huge obstacles. And that kind of, quote-unquote, Delulu thinking ultimately leads them to achieve more.
Okay, that makes some sense. And I you know, I guess it is better than not believing in yourself.
Absolutely. And psychologists say that being just a little bit delusional can actually nudge you out of your comfort zone, which can encourage people to accept challenges they otherwise wouldn't take on.
And if you don't accept big challenges, you'll never really know what you're capable of.
Exactly. And it also helps quiet that little voice inside of all of us that whispers that we're just not good enough or that we can't accomplish big things.
Social media isn't always known as a confidence-building force, is it? So maybe it got this one right.
Well, I mean, a little could go a long way. You still need to be able to handle a little self-criticism. But visualizing success, practicing self-gratitude, and using affirmations can help us gain the confidence we need to achieve the goals we otherwise wouldn't even strive for.
So maybe a better trend would be self-cuckoo is the salulu.
Oh, no. Okay. Cuckoo?
Confidence, obviously.
Oh, God,
it's
no.
It's going to take off with okay. the kids any day now.
They're if you it. Think self-cuckoo is going to take off, you are more delulu than I thought, and I can't believe I said that line out loud.
Let's recap what we learned today to wrap up.
Researchers at the University of Oxford have achieved a groundbreaking milestone by 3D printing human stem cells in brain tissue that mimics the complex structure of the cerebral cortex. When implanted into mouse brain slices, the engineered tissue not only integrated with host tissue, but also displayed functional communication, offering hope for personalized brain injury treatments and advancing our understanding of the human cortex.
A groundbreaking study conducted in Thailand has revealed that individual wild Asian elephants have elephant-sized problem-solving skills when it comes to accessing food hidden in complex puzzle boxes. These findings shed light on the cognitive flexibility of these magnificent creatures and their ability to adapt in a changing world, which could help find solutions for conservation and human-elephant conflict management.
Delulu is a TikTok trend that encourages believing in your own delusions to achieve success, even in the absence of evidence. This mindset emphasizes confidence and positive thinking as powerful tools for turning dreams into reality, reinforcing the influence of self-belief and self-talk in transforming ideas into action and success.
Curiosity Daily is produced by Wheelhouse DNA for Discovery.
You can follow our show wherever you get your podcasts, and we would love it if you could take a second to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.